Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Start the day with Boomer and Geo, mornings 6 to 10 on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Tommy Lou Gowerd. Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dog's damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Let's get into the kerfuffle first between Caballero and Santana. I thought Santana was overreacting and being completely sensitive to that situation. Look, Jose Caballero, I think part of why he engages sort of late in the shot clock or the pitch clock, as it were, is to get under the skin of opposing pitchers. I think it's gamesmanship. He's been doing it for a very long time. And obviously, if he's on your team, meaning you're a teammate of his or you're his manager or you're his general manager or you're a fan of the Yankees, then you love to see that kind of stuff from Caballero. When you are of an opposing team or an opposing fan base, I could see where it would annoy you. I could see where it would get under your skin. But I still felt like Santana took it too far. And now he's put his teammates in a situation where the Yankees could be looking for a little bit of payback tomorrow. There could be a little bit of a receipt. And I know this isn't the old days, but you still think there might be something to be said about this situation, because I would imagine one of the Yankee pitchers might want to defend the honor of Jose Caballero because he's a very popular player. And this is something that Caballero is going to continue to do. So you need to set a precedent. You need to put your foot down, and you need to, if you're one of your Yankee pitchers, defend him and sort of let the Pirates know. And look, you can't get your payback on Santana, but you can get your payback on one of the, I suppose, innocent Pirate players. But still, I think it will send the message that the Yankees have the back of Caballero. Just the teams, not only in the future, but also the Pirates in this series, that they are going to back Caballero. But yeah, I thought Dennis Santana was being completely sensitive and overreacted to a situation that Caballero's been doing for years, and he's... Part of it, I think, is to get under your skin, so don't allow it to get under your skin. You got a double play. You got out of the inning. You kept your team in a position where there was a possibility of them coming back in the ninth inning. So, yeah, I think that's what, especially the first game of a series, the last thing you want to do is start a ruckus like that, and then, you know, it results in one of your players getting plunked getting beaned and there being some sort of retaliation. Let's start quickly with tonight's game, but I want to get into what happened over the weekend with the Yankees and the Dodgers. But tonight, look, huge game from Jazz Chisholm. And this whole best in the world stuff made me laugh. Now, I'm a wrestling fan, so obviously that's the nickname of CM Punk. But the fact that Aaron Judge and others call Jazz Chisholm the best in the world. Look, Jazz Chisholm is a good player, at times can be a very good player. He's not the best in the world. We all know that. But still, if his teammates want to instill that type of confidence in him, then great. And Jazz Chisholm had, what, two home runs tonight. And Jazz Chisholm is in a very interesting situation over the last couple months here of the season because obviously playing for the contract, obviously has to step up and be a big bat in this lineup with the absence of Aaron Judge and Stanton. More on that in just a second. But you credit the Yankee pitching staff after Weathers got roughed up early for completely shutting down the Pirates. And all the Yankees can do is handle their business because there's a team up in Boston that hasn't lost a game in about 6 months. As the Red Sox continue to win, make it 14 in a row from the Red Sox. And it's funny because I always talk about this in baseball, and I've talked about it with the Mets a lot, but it applies to all teams. It doesn't matter what your record is, meaning you can get off to a bad start, you can get off to a great start, you can get off to a middling start. And by start, I mean first couple of months. At some point, if you can rip off a winning streak, and I'm not saying that you fall out of bed and win 14 games in a row, but if you can at some point go on a winning streak like Boston has gone on here, you go from sellers to buyers. You go from pretenders to contenders. And now Boston is right in the thick of it. They are right on the heels of the Yankees. They're right on the heels of the Rays. And if Boston continues this heater, they are going to be a major, major threat down the stretch. You've sort of been waiting for that other team. Like the Central is what it is, meaning you can combine all those teams into one, and I don't think they would be a contender. The only scenario that perhaps a team coming out of the Central would be a threat to the Yankees is the Tigers because of Valdez and, more importantly, because of Skubal. And Detroit has had the Yankees' number in the postseason through the years. But the White Sox of the world, the Clevelands of the world, certainly the Minnesota Twins of the world pose, in my opinion, no threat to the Yankees. Out west, Texas is awful. Seattle has been completely and utterly disappointing all year long. Tampa's good. They're not great. Toronto has had the World Series hangover. Baltimore has been about where you'd expect, maybe a little bit underperforming. And Boston, who had a very weird start to the year, a poor start to the year, Cora shown the door, and now Boston has just put together this winning streak where now all of a sudden they are in the conversation, not only for a wild card, but if they continue to play like this, you start thinking about them for the division. And Boston is the kind of team that if you're the Yankees, you don't want to see get hot. You don't. You really don't. You want as few amount of teams from the American League East in October as humanly possible. And it's just remarkable what Boston is doing. Now, this past weekend, clearly there's a big gap between the Dodgers and the Yankees. What Brian Cashman needs to do in 2 weeks is his damnedest to try to shorten that gap as much as he possibly can. As much as he possibly can. Now, obviously, the gap will shorten based on a return of Judge, a return of Stanton, a return of Max Fried. Those are, at least in the case of Fried, and I still think with Judge, I think they're inevitable. With Stanton, I'm starting to be of the mindset that Aaron Judge is going to be back before Stanton. I mean, every single time Aaron Boone opens his mouth about Stanton, there's no timetable, we don't know, and Stanton has been out since the Knicks were in the first round of the NBA playoffs. The parade was a month ago. Stanton has been out since the Knicks-Hawks series. That's how long it's been. You almost forget that Stanton even played this year. That's how much action he has missed. So at this point, and I've been a believer that Aaron Judge is coming back, and I still put the timetable at early September for his return, for Judge's return. With Stanton, I keep saying it, your guess is as good as mine. But nothing I hear is encouraging from Stanton. Nothing. When you consider how long he's been out, there's no timetable. It's been May, June, July. 3 months, basically, since Stanton was last on a field. And there's still no timetable? I would put my money on Judge being back before Stanton. I still think Stanton returns this year. But boy, it's not going to be... I can't imagine it's any earlier than mid-September. As far as Judge, I'm going to stay with the early September. So you can shorten that gap between yourself and the Dodgers, the Yankees can, with those additions, but also with trades. And it's going to be a major topic over the next couple of weeks, perhaps even a bigger topic than the games themselves, albeit the games obviously are important. The trade deadline for the Yankees is very, very critical, not just to close that gap between the Yankees and the Dodgers, but also to firmly put the Yankees in a position to get to the World Series. And that's the job at hand for Brian Cashman over the next 2 weeks. And I think much like last year, where Cashman was very active at the deadline, I expect another very active trade deadline for the Yankees. They have the pieces. It depends on how far they want to go with those pieces, if they want to give up said players to get, you know, and this is where a Scooble or even a Mason Miller become more of a pipe dream. I mean, everybody wants to talk about Mason Miller, Mason Miller, Mason Miller. I still remain in the camp of I would be stunned if the Dodgers traded him. Now, Scooble's going to come down to where the Tigers feel they're at in a couple of weeks. Time is slightly on their side, meaning they have 2 weeks of baseball games remaining before they have to make a decision. The problem with Scooble, and I've been saying this over and over again with the Yankees, is number one, you're not trading for need. You already have what I would say is a surplus of starting pitchers, guys that are not only going to go to the bullpen, but look at the top three guys. I mean, Schlittler, Fried, and Cole. That's a strong 1-2-3. I mean, Gerrit Cole's your third starter. You know, that gives the Yankees a major leg up come postseason time. And adding Scooble, which will be a rental. I don't think the Yankees would re-sign him. You can't add that type of contract, especially a pitcher contract, because Scooble's going to get a king's ransom. Just think what the Yankees paid for Fried, and Scooble is better. So Scooble, look what Dylan Cease just got in the offseason. Scooble is going to get a monster contract. Monster. And I understand you may want to block him from going to the Dodgers here at the deadline. The Yankees are not in a position to play that type of game. If this was the game of Battleship, I don't know if that game is still even around anymore, but when I was a kid, you used to play Battleship, and you had certain moves you can do on the board. Blocking the Dodgers is not the move in Battleship, so to speak, that I would do if I was Brian Cashman. There's just too many holes to fill on this Yankee roster where you can't go the route of, hey, we're going to do this just to keep him off the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, the catcher market, which got very interesting with some reports we heard today about Shea Langeliers, who is as dynamic. Like, I've mentioned Hunter Goodman over and over and over again. Langeliers is right in the same boat as Goodman. They're both in their mid to late 20s. They both possess a ton of power. Shea hits for a pretty good average for catcher standards, right around 260, 270. Striking out a little bit too much this year for my liking, although last year he was right around 100. This year he's right around 90, but that's with months left in the season. And that to me is my biggest, you know, catcher. Maybe I could look the other way because the Yankees need to make an upgrade there desperately. But when it comes to bringing in offensive players at the deadline, if I'm Brian Cashman, I'm looking at guys that ideally don't strike out and hit for a high average. Because the Yankees strike out way too much. Way too much. And it's something that they're going to need to cut back on, and adding guys that strike out a lot. That's why I wouldn't go anywhere near Rafael Devers. Nowhere near him. Awful contract. Can't play any defense. Strikes out a ton. And yes, I highlighted his negatives there. I know what the positives are. We all know what his positives are. But I think in this situation with Devers, the negatives outweigh his positives. The Yankees can ill afford, much like last year, and look, Rafael Devers is better than Eugenio Suarez. But still, I was one of, if not the only person on this radio station that I can recall, that was anti-Eugenio Suarez being acquired by the Yankees. because, and look, he turned out to be a total stiff with the Mariners. He couldn't hit at all. But even without the benefit of hindsight, I thought Suarez, as great as a season as he was having, he is a player that is all or nothing. Hits a ton of home runs, but strikes out a lot. And that was something that I felt like the Yankees already had in spades, and they didn't need to add more of that to their roster. They ended up going the Ryan McMahon route. So if Ryan McMahon hit for a higher average with that defense, then I think that move would, it still to me made more sense than Suarez. Barely. But because of the defense, McMahon gets the nod over Suarez. But I don't want to add, just like last year, home runs, strikeouts. The Yankees have enough of that. And Devers can't play defense at all. We know his exit out of Boston wasn't exactly the best for him. And as motivated as he might be, Devers, to come to the Yankees and try to stick it to his former team, there are just too many negatives surrounding Devers, including his contract. But Langeliers is an interesting name. Like, to me, that's one of those ones you might have to throw all your chips in the middle for. I think he's 28 years old, 30-plus home runs as a catcher, 260, 270 average. Obviously a major upgrade over Austin Wells. And I use catcher as almost its own entity because Wells has been so bad. It's almost like the Yankees field, they don't have a catcher. Meaning, all year long, as far as the offensive production from Austin Wells, it's non-existent. So it's almost like the Yankees have seven fielders out there and no eighth as far as in their lineup. You know, Wells, to his credit, has been really good, if not great, defensively, which is not exactly was his calling card when he was first coming up to the big leagues, which wasn't that long ago, but it was more about him being an offensive catcher and probably not the best defensive catcher, and it's kind of gone in the opposite direction, where he is now good defensively, if not very good, but he can't hit at all. And then as far as any other upgrade they're going to make in the infield, to me, you have to identify a guy that doesn't strike out. This is outside a catcher. A guy that doesn't strike out and hits for a high average. And then I'm still going to harp on the relievers. I know you can move Weathers to the pen. I understand you can move Warren to the pen. We'll see what goes on with Rodon. There are going to be starters that have different roles in October. But if you have an opportunity to get a lockdown eighth inning guy, or if, and I don't think it's going to happen, but if Mason Miller becomes available to where it's, hey, we have a real chance here for the Yankees to go get him, then you go get him. I just feel like Mason Miller, more pie in the sky, Tarik Skubal, not the route I would go. Langeliers definitely would go that route. Hunter Goodman definitely would go that route. Devers definitely would stay away from. And I would still be looking to acquire bullpen arms. Because, yeah, you could put Warren and Weathers in the pen, but they have not been effective pitchers for a while now. Doesn't mean they're going to be good. If you can bring in a reliever who's got a sub-2 ERA and has been pitching his ass off all year. And yes, I know the Mets have a lot of guys in that category. Those two teams often don't do business. That's why anytime I see a Francisco Lindor trade, period, but one that includes or involves him going to the Yankees, I just immediately laugh it off. Because it's very rare. I know Torrens was traded over here. There's been a few over the years. And obviously guys have played with the Yankees and signed with the Mets, things of that nature. That we know. But as far as trades, it's a rare sighting. Even though the Mets and Yankees match up, like there's a lot of players on the Mets that would make sense on the Yankees. It's just, it's not reality. That's more fantasy baseball. But the Yankees, I think, along with a lot of other teams that are in contention, will be in the relief pitcher market. But yeah, Mason Miller, I mean, he's under control for like 3 or 4 more years. And he's as good as it gets as far as a closer. You telling me San Diego's going to wake up tomorrow? I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if tomorrow, even if the Padres said he was available. I would have to question their sanity, because Mason Miller, to me, with that contract, with his ability, for what you had to give up to get him, and what type of message does that send to a franchise that has been waiting their existence to win a championship? But it's going to be a very interesting 2 weeks. By the way, Rosenberg, what is the weather for tomorrow night? Because you got Saturday complete. You couldn't have botched Saturday anymore. Rosenberg in my ear the entire show at Fanatics Fest telling me that the Yankees were going to play on Saturday. The tarp's off the field. The lineup has been released. It sounds like they're going to play. He was saying it in my ear. He was saying it in the break. So I went against my weather instincts, and I trusted Rosenberg. I threw him a bone. And then 2 minutes after I sign off, the Yankees bang the game. There was no game on Saturday night. So you're not exactly the most trusted weather person when it comes to this. And I don't want to hear, because I know this is coming, I don't want to hear it's weather. I don't want to hear it's weather. Because whenever Rosenberg has this big proclamation about the weather and it hits, he takes his bows, he takes his victory lap. Whenever it misses, he either skips the podium, doesn't even acknowledge that he was completely off on predicting there'd be 17 inches of snow, meanwhile there was none. Or he just puts his hand in the air and goes, that's weather. I mean, weather. Sometimes weather, you know, hits. Sometimes it doesn't. I don't want to hear it's weather. So I just want your forecast for tomorrow because it impacts the audience. It impacts me. It impacts the Yankees. It impacts everybody. So right now at 11:20, what is your prediction for tomorrow? Are we playing? Are we not playing? Delayed start? A rain delay in the middle? What is your weather apps and your brain, which isn't much, your ant brain, telling you right now about what's going to happen tomorrow night at the stadium?
Tommy, you will have a five-hour show tomorrow night.
Starting at 7.
Starting at 7.
Because I could have a five-hour show in the other direction.
7 to
12. We're rooting very much against that, Paul. Let's keep that in mind.
7 to 12, you will be on tomorrow night. I think the amount of rain they are forecasting tomorrow, not only rain, wind, hail, tornadoes might be in the mix.
Let me ask you this, because we obviously just had the heat wave, and then with all the smoke, I don't think we realize how nice a weather we were actually having for Wednesday and Thursday because we couldn't see the sun. Those were really like four straight days that should have been like perfect weather, beach weather, high temperatures. So I understood the weather on Saturday being miserable because anytime you have a heat wave, unfortunately, it is met with a just total washout rainy day. Why the rain tomorrow, though? I mean, the weather's been hot, but not really. Is this just some type of current
A current? No, a current.
What's the word, Paul? The stream?
A low pressure system.
Oh, my God.
It's a low pressure system.
Are you checking out the European? By the way, when I think of European models, I don't think of weather. Are you looking at the European models or just the regular models?
Regular models. So far. So, the amount of weather that, and it's going to be in two or three tranches, really.
In what?
Tranches.
What does that mean?
Like sections.
Got it.
We are going to have a morning thunderstorm.
I saw that.
An afternoon thunderstorm.
I saw that as well.
And then an evening one. And
so bad field.
The late afternoon to early evening is where the meat of the storms are going to
be. Where the rubber hits the road.
Yes, which is awful for rush hour traffic, et cetera, et cetera.
That's rough. That's not my concern. But I mean,
it's not your concern?
Rush hour traffic? We're talking about the Yankee game right now. We're talking about whether or not they're going to play a baseball game.
People have to travel to the Yankee game. So
not if they call it early.
Of course.
Do you think it's one of those ones where they wake up tomorrow? Now, this is something you're going to actually have to do a little bit of work here. The Yankees are obviously off Thursday, and then they head to Philly, I think, or are they hosting Philly? What is Pittsburgh doing? Because the Wednesday's a day game. So could they do just a doubleheader, 1-4? Because I would imagine if the Pirates have to get out of there, because why wasn't Wednesday a night game? The fact that it's not a night game means maybe they don't want a night game, so maybe they do like a 1-4 o'clock doubleheader on Wednesday?
That would certainly make sense. The only issue...
Where are the Pirates heading after this?
The only issue with Wednesday...
Where are the Pirates heading after this?
Is that there the is a chance of rain on Wednesday.
Where are the Pirates heading? There's but it's done by 1 o'clock, I think, the rain on Wednesday. Where are the Pirates headed after this?
Please hold.
Hold for what? Just type in Pirate schedule. You should have it already. Where are the Pirates headed after this, Paulie? Paulie, right after, on Thursday, where are the Pirates going? What's the next city they're attending?
Back home.
Okay. Thursday?
They're off Thursday.
Then why the hell is this game during the day on Wednesday? Why is it during the day?
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths, without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Maybe something's going on. I hate to scream and then I end up being an idiot. Babari texts me and tells me why it's during the day. Maybe there's a reason for it.
And the Yankees are
You know
also
me.
Thursday.
I don't know why things are the way they are. That's why I ask questions. What?
The Yankees are also off Thursday.
I already established that.
Yeah.
I knew because I have an open night or Big Lugowski, a 5-hour show on Thursday night. But I don't know why the game is during the day Wednesday. If it's for a special reason, great.
I'm sure there's a special reason
great.
For it.
Then
I
great.
Will try to do
Absolutely awesome. That's... Well, that's awesome, but my point is that if they were to play a doubleheader, maybe they're trying to avoid the night, and they're just going to do 1-4. But just to circle back, Paulie, because to say that you swung and missed on Saturday, now you're used to that. It's called your dating history, but you swung and missed so badly on Saturday that I had to text you on my train ride home because it was offensive, not only to me, but to our audience, because you kept selling me a bill of goods that they were going to play baseball on Saturday
night. I
never
said that.
You were in my ear because I was at the Fanatics Fest. You were back here telling me all great signs. They're taking the tarp off the field.
All good signs. You never said they were going to play. I just said they were good signs.
You were texting me the lineup. Everything was all fine and dandy.
I thought when they release a lineup, they clearly had a window. And by the way, they would have had a window.
No. So here you go. Paul Rosenberg at what time was this? Boy, you texted me so many things. Hold on a second. This is Saturday at 4:23. They are going to try to play tonight.
Yeah. And
what?
That was after the lineup.
And what?
Of course they were.
And what? They canceled the game 30 minutes later.
I know. It's not
so
on me.
So what are you talking about? No, yes, it is. It's on you for passing that information to me.
Passing on the lineup to you?
No. The lineup is fine. It was your opinion after it.
Of course I'm going to give you my opinion. Did you forget that we're best friends? And
no,
best
we're not.
Friends
we're,
give
we're
each
clearly,
other opinions?
I was so aggravated with you on my train ride home because I'm sitting there for 30 minutes saying that it sounds... Because remember, I'm in basically a warehouse there. We're in the downstairs of the Javits Center. There are no windows. I couldn't see what was going on. I was using you, Paulie, as not only my eyes and ears, but also as my weatherman and my... portal to the outside world, and you were pumping me up that the game was going to be played, and no, after, 2 minutes when I sign off, like 5:02, they banged the game, they canceled the game.
I believe it was 4:56.
So I was still on the air, so you didn't get the information to me.
No, we back-timed you at 54.
Okay, so I was off the air.
Yes.
So, right, yeah, literally 2 minutes then.
Legitimately,
all right, I'm thinking,
right after.
You're right, I'm wrong there. 5:02 would have been 2 minutes into Keith's show. So 2 minutes after I sign off, they canceled the game. But right now, I kind of tend to agree with you, Paul. I think if the weather starts early, usually when weather's bad early, like at 11 or noon, I think when people see the rain, they're like, let's just cancel the game tonight.
Right.
Because what are we holding out hope for? If it's already starting raining, that means the field's already taken a beating.
And Emmanuel already said in the postgame, the tarp is already on the field at Yankee Stadium.
Excuse me?
The tarp is on the field at Yankee Stadium.
What do you mean the tarp is on the field? They leave the tarp there overnight?
Well, but they put the tarp on because of the expected
weather.
Do they
do tomorrow. That often in baseball? I feel like I don't... They probably do, but I never noticed that. Like, they'll just leave the tarp on there because they expect rain before anybody gets to the building.
Yeah, they want to at least try to protect the field as much as possible.
But according to you, Paul, the game is getting canceled tomorrow.
I think they're not playing baseball tomorrow.
What time are they canceling it?
You have to ask them that. Do you want me to make a call?
No, I don't want you. No,
I can make a call.
Don't make any calls. What I need you to do is think about it. So I usually get up around noon. Am I going to wake up to phone calls and texts, or am I going to be allowed to sleep? And then when
I think they postpone it between like 2 and 3:30.
Got it. Well, you're here tomorrow night?
I am.
All right. I'm going to be all over you if this is a problem. Just know that.
How would it be a problem?
Well, just say because what you said there works for me.
Yeah.
Playing the game works, and a rainout works. What I can't have is a delay in the game based on precedent around here. That we can't have. So what we need is the precedent. There's been precedent set. So what we need is for either the game to take place or for the game to get rained out before 7. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So I'm holding you to it.
I will hold you personally responsible if it does not go both of those ways.
Okay. Personally responsible, though. Just know that. Personally responsible. So that'll be a text from me, and that'll be most likely an angry phone call.
Now, if I don't answer or do it, it's because I'm working on the Steve Summers podcast.
No,
we hear you there, which you can find at any podcast platform.
No, that's fine. But you would literally be available to text if that was the case, though.
I'm focusing on the talent.
No, I understand focusing on the talent, and I understand you have to look at Steve, and it requires a little bit of extra treatment, but I think you could take 13 seconds to text me something. You don't have to send me a book, but you could text me.
That's fair.
So there you have it. If you're heading to the game tomorrow night, the Yankee game, Paul Rosenberg is telling you at 2 o'clock they will cancel the game. So much like me, if it doesn't happen or you're sort of jerked around tomorrow, you can blame Paulie. 888-808-1019 is the phone. What? Wait, what? Oh, you could say it. You're giving me, you went this.
We got a break.
No, but you were giving me to this. You were giving me the waving towards you, not the timeout break. What was the wave towards? What are you, waving me around third base?
What's this thing?
What is this with the finger? You did this with your, what do they call that, the pointer finger? You did like one of these twirls.
The index finger?
That's a pointer finger, dummy.
It's an index finger.
Stop it. You called it.
Wait, is the index the...
The index finger is your ring finger, no? And
oh,
your pointer...
That's your ring finger.
But I mean the technical term for it is index. And we call it the ring finger because you put the ring on it. At all times, they feel the presence of the ring.
No, I was right.
You are not right.
The index finger is this one.
Yeah, the pointer finger.
It's called the index finger.
That's what I said.
The pointer finger.
That's exactly what I said. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. I see everybody up here. We'll get to you. Yankees, trade deadline. We'll get into the Mets coming up here in just a little bit. We will also get, including something that Carlos Beltran said today that was very, very interesting when it comes to a certain job he was, let's say, maybe offered by the Mets a couple of weeks ago. We'll get into that. We'll get into all the reaction to Cam Scataboo in his backflip that went awry at Fanatics Fest. I want to get into, number one, just Cam in general with the backflip and then all the reaction to it. So there's a lot to do, some Nick stuff as well, as the Nick party continued at Saturday night's main event, which is wrestling, if you're not aware of that, with Brunson and Kat at Madison Square Garden. There's a lot to do, including a Tom Brady update about maybe perhaps getting into the wrestling ring, speaking of wrestling. So there's a lot to do and a lot of time to do it. We got 2.5 hours of after hours left. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. 11:36 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
He's a clue guy.
Loogie. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Heavy Yankees here in the first hour trade deadline. Expectations of Aaron Judge returning and Stanton returning. And if you missed the open, here's where I land on this. I think Aaron Judge is coming back before Stanton. I do. At least with Judge, I could see the path in my head of to when he's going to return. And originally I had it at mid-August. Now I have put it more towards early September. With Stanton, I mean, the guy's been out since the Knicks were playing the Hawks in the NBA playoffs. The Knicks had a parade a month ago for winning the championship, just to give you kind of an idea of when the last time we saw Stanton was. And there's still, according to Aaron Boone, no timetable for Stanton's return. Freed should be back. He already had a rehab assignment on Friday. He should be back before the end of the month. And I expect Judge back early September. I'm not doom and gloom with Judge. Like, all indications have been he's going to return. And I think if Judge is back by Labor Day, that gives him plenty of time to get his sea legs, to get a bunch of at-bats underneath his belt, to get himself ready for October. Now it just falls on the Yankees and the players, and Jazz did his thing tonight, whether it's Bellinger, whether it's Ben Rice, whether it's any acquisitions that they get at the deadline. And a new player has kind of been put out there as far as a potential acquisition in Shea Langeliers from the Athletics. What are they now? The Sacramento, former Oakland, future Vegas Athletics. I think they're just the Athletics now. What are they, Prince? They're just one name, the Athletics?
Athletics, that's it.
They're Prince. They're Seal. They're just one name. Madonna. Give me another one there. Sade. And when you're just
Shakira.
One name. Shakira. That's a little bit more contemporary. Good one.
Drake.
More contemporary. You're right. Loogie. That's a good one. So it's just Loogie. There's really nothing in front of it, nothing after it.
Rosie.
Okay. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. But yeah, I would throw all my chips in the middle, push all my chips in the middle for Shea Langeliers if I'm the Yankees. Let's head out to Rhode Island. Bob joins us on the Fan. It's after hours. What's going on, Bob?
Loogie, did you ever listen to Steve Summers?
Steve Summers? Did I ever listen to him?
Yeah, you could take some lessons from him.
What do you mean?
You can't hold the candle to Steve Summers.
What is it?
As far as the talk show.
Bob.
As far as the talk show.
Bob.
You're full of yourself.
Why every time you have to come on, do we have to go 12 rounds? Why do we have to go 12 rounds every single time? And why do you have to be so
aggressive? You'll lose in 12 rounds, buddy. You're
based on what? Based on what? What did I say now that upset you? Let's go over the list.
You're full of yourself.
Based on what? You have a monologue like
Steve Summers had every night.
Okay. I don't write down my monologue like Steve.
You have to yell at the top of his lungs like a jerk.
I didn't yell at all. I didn't yell at all. Stop calling me a jerk.
Bob, why do you
have to do this every single time? Really? Like, I thought
because
we became best friends.
I don't care for you. It's what you say. It's not how it works. Well, how'd you say it?
Okay, what did I say that upset you in the first 20 minutes? I'm happy to have a conversation, but...
You don't have a monologue, for one thing.
What do you mean I don't have a monologue?
Steve Summers wrote his monologue.
I'm not Steve. Not everybody's the same host. Steve's gone now. You can't hold the candle to him, and you never will. Bob, I'm going to give you two more minutes. I'm going to hang up, because I think you're a nice fella. We've had these back and forths a couple of times. You've called in.
Hang up right now, buddy.
All right, Bob, let's talk some Yankees. How do you feel about the team? You think they're going to the World Series?
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
If they still had Soto, they might do it again.
Well, they don't have Soto. He's
they
on
got
the
rid of him because you know why? Because the owner's cheap. He's not like his father.
No, I think I don't think it had anything to do necessarily being cheap because they turned around that offseason and they signed Max Fried. They brought in Bellinger. They brought in a bunch of players.
I don't care. They went to the World Series with Soto, and ever since they got to let him go, they haven't been back in
the
last
2 years. It's only been 1 year.
You don't know what you're talking about, jerk.
Bob, you don't have to be mean. Seriously, I'm trying to be nice to you. I'm trying not to, like, yell at you.
You're so full of yourself. Loogie this and loogie that. Okay.
You do realize that Steve Summers
never had
no, he called himself, no, you're right. He just called himself Captain Midnight and played pieces and did
and
all the kind of shit.
He was well deserved. He had a great following.
Okay.
And he was cute.
Bob, I'm sorry.
All you
Bob,
are is a, yeah, is okay. a All right. Just yell at the top of
I'm
your
sorry.
Lungs. You think that
yeah,
makes
it was
you
like having sex?
I'm sorry, Bob. Enjoy Murder, She Wrote tonight and sitting there watching and being miserable human. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tried to be nice with you. Tried to be nice with him.
You almost got him back to a Yankee point, too,
which
is incredible.
He does this. He calls in every couple of months, and he's just very aggressive with me, and it's just so unwarranted.
And he lies to me, because he said he wanted to talk about
the Yankees. No, he does this every time. He calls up, and he's extremely aggressive, and he's being not nice for no reason. What did I do in the last 30 minutes that was so unwarranted? I'm not trying to be Steve. Steve is Steve. I'm me. Everybody is different. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's head out to Jamaica. Moose joins us. What's up, Moose?
Good evening, Loogie.
What's up?
Yo, on a lighter note, I'd like to talk about the good Yankee win, the capitalizing on young stud pitchers, first trip to the Bronx.
Yep.
He was hyped up, lost his nerve, and then the rug was pulled from him. The look on his face when Jazz homered in the first and then to do it again. So basically, our second baseman and shortstop won us the game if you look at the runs and also the defense to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That being said.
Mm-hmm.
So my point for my call is the choices, the bird in the hand versus the two in the bush that Cashman and Al are dealing with with Jazz. Statistically, sabermetrically, Jazz is a 3-WAR player over his career, over 162-game average. I think a bit of a down year because of a tough start to the season. But last year, he was a 4-WAR player.
Yeah.
And the old adage in free agency in MLB ever since the introduction of his day.
You're saying Jazz, you're talking about Jazz as far as the offseason, or you're talking about, because there have been some Yankee fans that wanted to move on from Jazz at the deadline here, or even do like, hey, let's get Arise and get rid of Jazz and put Arise at second base, just because Arise hits for a higher average, doesn't strike out as much, and Jazz is obviously on a deal that doesn't take him past this year.
And I want to make this quick because we have other calls. I'm included in that, but there's a few caveats. Beyond Jazz's versatility to move to third, right?
Yeah.
The real point I'm trying to make is one war is $10 million. And he had a 4-WAR season last year, but also with Lombard coming up probably next season or in September.
Next year, probably like, even before
So to finish my point, like, I think Cashman and Hal have to consider the potential of either moving on for him and signing him in the offseason, whether he's on our team currently, we move him at the deadline for other pieces or in exchange of a rise or whatever combination comes our way, or keeping him, let him earn have a strong finish to the season, and we'll consider either moving on from Volpe, not trying to kill his confidence, but we see the difference in somebody who's a proven all-star over a couple of years as to somebody who hasn't lived up to his own potential. Thanks for taking my call.
Now, you got it, Moose. I mean, the Jazz Chisholm conundrum is an interesting one. I am a Jazz supporter to a certain extent. Look, he's got a lot of talent, and I don't get nuts about the lollipop type of stuff, or even when he did that interview where he was just talking to his clothes and wasn't looking at reporters. Some of that, I think, is just Jazz Chisholm's sense of humor, so to speak. And from everything you hear, you know, inside the clubhouse or from reporters, it seems like Jazz is well-liked and well-respected. I would not move on from him, but I would like to see a rise on this team because he does hit for high average. He doesn't strike out. He seems a rise unwilling to move off a second base. But if you can convince him to play a different position and not the one that's currently held by Jazz, I think that would be a very interesting and, if albeit perfect, acquisition for the Yankees. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is a loogie in the late night. Tommy Lugauer will continue to take your calls on the Yankees, on the Mets, trade deadline stuff. We'll get into what happened to Cam Scataboo at Fanatics Fest over the weekend as he attempted a backflip and, well, didn't stick the landing. Plus some Knicks stuff that I want to get into before we get out of here at 2 a.m. The phone number to call is 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. 11:51 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
So there are varying glues to the Paul Rosenberg meter.
Exactly. But he's the glue.
Yeah, he's the glue, right, if you sniff the glue. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up next hour, Carlos Beltran had something very interesting to say about the Mets' managerial position. We'll also get into the Mets and Freddie Peralta and the trade deadline and the report that came out from Chelsea Janes of SNY on Thursday last week, plus the Cam Scataboo situation where he did a backflip and didn't stick the landing at Fanatics Fest. That's all coming up next hour. So if you're on hold, we're going to do a little short segment here, but stay with us. We will get to everybody, I promise. Tom is joining us from Pennsylvania. What's up, Tom?
Hey, quit ripping on Loogie, Paul Rosenberg.
What? Who am I ripping on? Me?
Ripping on Rosie.
Oh, Paul. No, I'm not ripping on him. He gave me bad information on Saturday. That was so I had to sort of challenge him.
Yeah, you're giving my name a bad name.
I'm giving your name a great name because you know why my name is out there on the radio. There aren't a lot of Toms left in 10 years, 20 years from now. Nobody will be named Tom anymore. We're kind of a dying breed, our name. It's like Tom and Matt and Joe.
Yeah, but hey, Tommy.
Why
Tommy
am I giving
too?
Your name a bad name? I'm hosting on the greatest radio station in the world. Because I'm giving Paulie a little bit of a hard time.
Yeah, but
where
I mean,
were you when I was getting a hard time all these years? Did you call up and say lay off Tommy?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. But Paulie needs it. We need to get him to be better at the gig. That's all. So he understands that. We have a meeting every day after.
He what? He weatherman?
Who is a weatherman?
Paulie.
Tom, enjoy your night. 888-808-10. Have a wonderful evening. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. By the way, Paul Rosenberg right now, the martyr here, is laughing at that. And as he laughs at a lot of the stuff I do here, you don't see that. He finds me very entertaining. Otherwise, he wouldn't be friends with me. Real good friends with me. So, Paulie, what was he trying to say there? Am I the weatherman or you're the weatherman?
Oh, I'm the weatherman. He was defending my honor.
So far, two out of the three calls. The first caller kept calling me a jerk. And then this last caller, I think, sort of was calling me a jerk without really saying
it. Without saying it. Said, why are you know, always ripping on me so much?
Yeah, right. So you're completely just free of all charges. Like, you don't deserve to be made fun of or ripped
on.
Oh,
no. There are times where I absolutely deserve it.
Okay.
But
when you put these callers on, though, and you sort of gas them up to come after me.
Oh, I didn't gas anybody.
This is all you're working. This is your doing to put these guys on the calls here to come after me.
I don't gas anybody up.
This is your army of people that are coming after me.
My army of people? No.
Paulie's posse. I know what's happening here.
Paulie Rosenberg, the glue, as he's called.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Another 2 hours here after hours. We'll get into the trade deadline, Mets, Yankees. Like I said, Scataboo, not sticking the landing on the backflip. It is Tommy Lugauer, also what Carlos Beltran had to say about the Mets managerial position. It is Loogie in the late night after hours. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare.
When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.